Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and I'm so excited. Tonight is an anniversary episode, and it's all about you, because this week marks 1 year since Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life started. So I thought that the best topic is to do personalized guidance and to share with you the greatest wisdoms in order to achieve inner peace, and also to give you gifts for the listeners. How good does it sound? And believe it or not, I have all kinds of gifts. I have some of my jewelry from my QVC collection. I have necklaces with the dragon, with the tree of life, with the prosperity symbol. They made of silver with 18 karat gold bladed. They beautiful pieces of jewelry, they real jewelry. I have rings. I also have bracelets. I have a cup bracelet with the seven colors of the chakras. I have the numerology bracelet. I also have my books, Decoding Your Destiny, Everyday Karma, Holiness, The Trinity of Life, The Karma Queen Guide to Relationship. So you have to pick and choose whichever you prefer. If you say, well, I don't want a book, I don't want a piece of jewelry, but I want a session, you also have a choice of a free session with me. So either you choose a jewelry or you choose a book. This can be sent to you for free at your address. And in case you choose your free session, all of this you have to let me know. So my email is CARMENHARA, Carmen Hara, my name, one word, CARMENHARRA, my name, one word, with a double R, at AOL.com. You send me your address. You mention you listen to my show, and you specify what you want. You can say, well, I prefer the cup bracelet, or I prefer a bracelet or a necklace, or I want a ring and I have this size, or I want a book and this is my address. And you're just receiving it, and I want you to enjoy it. So this is the greatest pleasure that I have, to give you something in return as a token of appreciation and to celebrate this 1 year on Om Time Radio. And as I said, tonight it's all about you. And I want this to make it a special year celebration. And as I said a little bit later, we'll talk about the 21 wisdoms I learned from my grandma. My grandma, who lived 103 years. And I want to talk about these wisdoms because they are lifelong solutions to any problems. And I thought it was appropriate to share them with you. And it will be appropriate to share them with you tonight as part of the show, together with giving you all of these gifts. The most important part of the show is actually talking to you directly. And when I talk to you, you can mention what is the kind of a gift that you choose for tonight. And I know I have a lot of people on hold tonight, and I'm going to go. Already, there's Jonathan, there's Rose, there's Agnes from Poland, there's Margot from Louisiana, there's Jackie. So all of you listening to the show, hold on the line. I'll go to you, and all of you who wants to call in, because we only have a number of lines, but at the very moment a line is free, you can continue to call in, 202-570-7057. And you can call in with your questions. Also, you can mention which of the gift you're interested to receive, and eventually give your address, or preferably send your address in an email. You can send your address in on my Instagram, Carmen Hara on Instagram, Dr. Carmen Hara on Instagram, Dr. Carmen Hara on Facebook. So that's another way for you to send me your address and specify which of the gift you will prefer. But I'm going to go right now to Jonathan, because I know that Jonathan has been waiting for a while, and he's from Florida. Hi, my dear Jonathan. Thank you so much for being part of my show. Hi, my dear.
I think you can you hear me okay?
I can hear you very well.
I sent you an email with my address. I wanted a jewelry or a reading is what I asked for.
Okay, no problem. You just have to make a decision, whichever you prefer. And if there's a piece of jewelry that you prefer, you can get either a necklace, or you can get a bracelet. There's two type of bracelet, or a ring. I mean, whichever you prefer. You know what you will wear, whatever. You can even give it away. It's your choice.
Okay.
And if you prefer, I'm listening.
I also sent you an email about interviewing you. I hope you'll take the time to respond to that as well.
Sure. I mean, I gladly do it. You just have to tell me when you consider when is good for you, and we'll do it. Okay, Jonathan. All I need is for you to make a decision. Okay, Jonathan, thank you so much for calling me. I'm going to go straight to Rose in New Jersey. Hi, my dear Rose.
Congratulations on your anniversary.
Yeah. So, as you know, you're getting a gift. Now it's up to you to choose which is the gift that you will prefer.
I have right here, I have three of your books.
Okay.
And I'm not too interested in the jewelry. I'm more interested in a reading.
Sure, absolutely. You get a free session. And it can be scheduled as of next week, Monday, Wednesday of next week, Friday of next week. You just have to look on your schedule. Do you mind sending me an email?
Carmen Hara at AOL.
At AOL. Yeah, it's my name, one word, at AOL. And just send me an email and I'll respond. My assistant, Sarah, will respond. And we'll take it from there, and as of next week, we'll have the session.
Thank you so much. That's so kind of you.
Oh, my greatest pleasure. And thank you so much for being my wonderful friend and my faithful listener and always calling in. And, you know, I'm so glad. And this is my way of giving something back to you, you know, giving to you, you know, as a token of appreciation.
I saw it was your anniversary show, and I said I'm definitely going to call in.
So good. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I love you, Rose.
I love you, too.
So just don't forget to send me an email and specifying what will work best for you, and then we're going to look on the schedule, and we'll respond right away.
All righty. Thanks, Carmen.
I love you, my Rose. Thank you for calling in, like always. You're the best.
All right.
Bye, my love. I'm going to go to Poland. Hi, Agnes in Poland. Hi, my dear.
Hi, Carmen. Congratulations. That sounds so exciting.
Oh, you're so sweet. So tonight is the night to pick up something. Pick up a gift. Pick up a gift from me. If you want a book, if you want a piece of jewelry, if you want a session, you choose whatever you think will be best for you, whatever you think is going to serve you. If you choose a book or a piece of jewelry, then all I need is your address in Poland.
Well, so I would like to have a reading with you, and thank
okay.
you so much. It's super kind of you, and so thank you very much.
So then we can choose a session for next week. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a free okay. session. It's going to be my greatest pleasure. All I need for you to send me, like I told Rose before, to write me a short email in which you confirming to me, and then my assistant will respond. And tell me pretty much when you're available next week, and we'll find a mutual time. So then you will, and you will all you'll have to do is you will call me. We'll give you the address and everything, okay. The phone number and everything. And even we can do a WhatsApp. Do you have WhatsApp? WhatsApp?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I have.
I think WhatsApp is
yeah.
very, yeah, it's very easy because it's a free, because you're calling from Poland. And it's a free service, so it's very easy to call on WhatsApp. Or we can do a Skype, mm-hmm. whichever you prefer. I think WhatsApp is very convenient, very easy, very
yes, absolutely.
Accessible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can actually mm-hmm. do is just, I'm going to send you the address, download the application, and when you call me through WhatsApp, and it's going to be very easy, mm-hmm. the connection, and we'll do it as of next week.
Okay, wonderful.
Oh. Okay, Fabio, isn't that exciting?
Oh my goodness, it's super exciting.
Super exciting. Yeah, it is the time of celebration. And when it's celebration, it's such a great feeling, you know, to honor all my friends on this show. And I know, Duadam, remember you called before, am I right?
Yes, I did. Yes,
you're my friend on the radio. So let's continue to work together. And that's why, you know what I mean, because you're my faithful listener and my friend. We're going to do this free session, and we'll continue to the friendship. So, you know, till the day that you're going to say, well, you know, I think I can follow this advice, and this is instrumental in guiding me. Mm-hmm. It's very important to be guided in life in a way or another, you know. It's powerful. So I'm grateful for...
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, for being my listener and my wonderful friend. So just send me email carmenhara@aol, Agnes, and we'll talk then next week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my love.
And thank you very much again.
I love you, Agnes. I'll talk to you next week. I'm going to go to Margot. Much. Hi, Margot, my love from Louisiana. How are you, my dear?
I'm okay. God loves you. How do you like that?
I like
that's
that.
Right. The Lord adores Carmen. How do you like that?
I like that. And the Lord adores
good.
You, my dear. It's
thank
like
you. I hope so.
It's the same kind of love, you know. God loves us equally, you know. There's
that's
no
right.
difference in love. Love is the same, you know. Love is there's no difference when it comes to love. You know, it's like that perfect, harmonious love of the universe. So tonight I'm giving you free gifts, and I would love to send you something,
that
a book.
Okay, I need a little reading now. That's what's most important.
Okay, if you want a little reading now, I'll do it right now. Just guide me through your questions and tell me also when you are born so that I have an idea where you are in your life right now in terms of your timing.
What year? Mean my birthday?
Yeah, at least the month and the day. May 3rd. Okay, let me see. May 3rd. Okay, so you had, in my opinion, a lot of challenges lately. Do you agree with me? And these
yeah.
challenges are kind of coming to an end as you're coming closer to your birthday. So a lot of the things that you were sort of a little bit confused about and you had no idea how to handle something here, it's coming to, it's gonna, like these chapters are coming to closure. and you're opening a new door, you know, as of May. So your birthday symbolizes a turnaround in the whole situation that you've been going through. And unfortunately, you have some people around you that are not necessarily very friendly or not necessarily enough helpful or not fair to you. Do you see that?
Yes.
So you have to understand that is the time you are in that is not really helping you. This era, this moment in your life in which you go to a situation that can be conflictual, but this situation is coming to an end. It's coming to an end. So you break in through, which is very important to know. So the good part is like what is bad is ending right now. And something new is happening. It's let it end, exactly. And there's a new chapter starting that it might involve a lot of other changes, even moving, even embarking on a new career path or changes in work, changes in different areas of your life. It bringing you way more stability in the years ahead, something that you actually need very badly to happen. And you also have a lot of support from the divine world, because you mentioned the divine world. The divine world is very supportive of you. You have your own angels out there, you know, guiding you through it. If you feel them, if you understand what I'm talking, is your mother on the other side of this world?
Yeah, I talk to her all the time.
Yeah, she's helping you. She's telling me to relax because everything that's happening at the end tends to be for your own good. She does mention somebody.
Yeah.
So, in other words, she doesn't want you to worry. She doesn't want you to be concerned. Things are improving substantially. But she does mention a change. Do you change a residence or a location or something? So that's very.
I'm moving back to the East Coast.
Perfect move. Necessary, essential. It turns your life around. Changes everything in terms of the way you will live from now on, the new people that you will connect with, the environment, the energy. So that will definitely shift everything for better. So, and then you will see things steadily working for your own good in many other areas of your life. Your health will also improve because you've been very stressed and very overwhelmed, affecting a little bit your health. Do you agree with me?
That's right. Some man tried to kill me last week.
Well, nobody will kill you. And nobody's going to kill you. And you, heart attack is because of the release of all this, adrenaline, all this epinephrine, everything that is related with the fear, the stress in the system. So when somebody who has a good heart, because you actually have a good heart, but what's happening in your system can actually damage your heart. So, but it's not going to happen. So in other words, you will survive all of this and your life will get better. That's all I can promise you. So, and it's on Life Radio. So I love you, my dear. And thank you so much for being my friend. And I'm going to go and take a break. And you guys hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute. Thank you.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back, everybody. Super excited tonight because it's my celebration show. And whenever it's my show, my greatest pleasure and honor is to celebrate you, my listeners. And I'm going to talk to Jackie right now. Hi, my dear Jackie. How are you?
Hi, Carmen. I'm doing well.
Good.
And I wanted to congratulate you on your one-year anniversary. And I I want you to know that I really appreciate all the wisdom that you share on your show. It really is
so
very
sweet.
Valuable.
You're so sweet.
I just want to acknowledge you.
Thank you. Thank you, my lovely Jackie. So, listen, tonight you get a gift. Whatever you choose from me, if you want a piece of jewelry, a book, a free session, it's up to you. So I have beautiful pieces of jewelry that I designed for QVC, and I have some left. And I can send you, or I can send you a book, or I can give you a free session. It's up to you to decide.
Okay. I would love to have a free session, please.
Please. So if you want a free session, then I can do it next week. Next week it's 4 free sessions. So all you need to do is you need to send me an email. Send an email to Carmen Jara, CarmenHara@AOL.com. And tell me what's more convenient. Pick up a time during the week and my assistant will respond and will schedule you. And then we can do the session. I'll give you my phone number and you call me at the time that we decide that's good for both of us.
Okay,
and then
perfect.
We can talk and then you have all the privacy and then you can think of all that's important for you to discuss and all the questions that are relevant. And you're going to see the sessions are very powerful, very intense, and you get to ask everything you want to ask, you know, and I think you will benefit a lot. I feel in my heart, you know, from the session.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate that so very much.
Oh,
Carmen.
You're so sweet, my lovely Jackie. So please, I'm waiting for your email, okay, for the information from you. So look on your schedule as of next week and let me know what works for you. That's all, okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
And give me like 1 or 2 days during the week when you're more free. Okay?
Okay.
Okay,
yep,
Jackie. I love you, beautiful Jackie.
I love you too.
Kiss
bye now.
Your heart. Bye now. I'm going to go to Angela. Hi, Angela from New York. Hi, my love. Angela, can you hear me?
I don't have an Angela.
Okay, I think I don't have an Angela right now. Hi, Mary Luciana from New Orleans. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, beautiful. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy you found me.
Okay.
I'm so excited. Thank you for this wonderful show.
Oh, well, this is a show of celebration, and I love celebrations. You know, when your heart is full of joy, when you just want to express gratitude, when you just want to be wise, when you want to give everything away, when you realize that life is all about giving. And I want to ask you, what do you really want? So if I give you the opportunity to choose. Is it, what do you think you will benefit more? Do you want to wear a beautiful piece of jewelry from me? Do you think you want a book from me? Do you think you want a session?
I'll benefit from a session with you.
A session. Okay, perfect. You know, it looks like everybody wants more of that session because...
Well, we need your knowledge. That's why.
Yeah, yes. We all need to know. We need to go inward. It's more than just probably just having a jewelry or something. No, I totally agree. So I'm repeating myself like in my previous callers, you know, the way it's going to happen, because I dedicate my next week for this, is for you to look on your schedule and write, shoot me an email and say, Carmen, I'm available. Give me 2 or 3 days on those days around those hours, because you know your schedule. And then I have an assistant and she will write back to you and she will say, well, can we pick Thursday at 2 p.m., for instance? I'm just giving you an idea what she might say.
Okay.
We're going to look on our schedule. We're going to compare with your schedule, and then we'll go back and forth. We'll find a mutual time. And then I'll give you a number, and then you calling me. Is that okay?
That's perfect.
And get ready for that. Think very well. You know, okay, I'm talking to Carmen. What it is that I need to... validate, you know, where am I in my life? Why am I, you know, eager to have this introspection in the book of my life? What it is that I'm looking for? What do I want? Which door do I want to open? You know, because we're opening doors to consciousness, to possibilities, to infinite possibilities, you know. That's what this is all about. You know, we are sometimes afraid to look deep into ourselves and into mm-hmm. infinite possibilities. So I think that I want you also to be prepared and get the most of that moment that we're going to have together.
Absolutely. I definitely will. Thank you so much.
I love you, my angel, and thank you for calling me. Thank you for being my friend. Okay. Appreciate that. Okay, my love. I'm going to go to Bianca in Texas. Hi, my love. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good, good. Somebody who has all the strength in the world, I can feel it in your voice, the power of your voice, the power of somebody who knows what she wants from life. Now, you know, this is a show of giving gifts, so I'm asking you like I'm asking everybody else, what it is that I can give you? Is there something that from everything that I'm offering that... is making you more tempted? What am I tempting you with?
I'll take a quick message.
A quick message right now?
Yes, if you can, if you have time.
Okay, fine. That's perfect. We'll do that right now, and then I can send you, if you want, a book or a piece of jewelry. That can work too. Do you want to do that?
I love me a book.
Yes. All I need is your address, because I need to know where to send it. I have my people working for me and they will send it to you. All I need, shoot me an email with your address. Your name, your address, and I'll send you, which I think would be the book that you will celebrate. Okay. Give me just the birthday, just at least the month and the day to see where can I come with a more specific message for you, because I feel like in your case, there's a lot going on from now on to September. That's what comes in my mind. When I connect with you, I feel the message is from now on to September, you're going through 3 major decisions, and you have to, they like intertwine. Like, you know, when sometimes when you decide on something, that will determine some other things. So something will follow as a result of one of the decisions. And I think it's a major decision. And I want to see the month and the day to interpret why is this so major. Like, I feel it's major. Give me just your... Okay.
My birthday is coming up March 23rd.
Well, March 25th. Can you believe we're so close? So we are like, we are very, we're on the brink between Pisces and Aries, but we're actually Aries, both of us.
Yes.
So you March 23rd and March 25th. Yeah, both of us, we're so close. And we get along because, okay, so let me see if I have three. Okay, so you, yeah, now I know why it's major, because you enter the year of being very creative, becoming more down to earth about who you are and where you want to be, involving a lot of changes that can be also in your work. Do you plan to change something in terms of your career?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, actually, there will be changes in terms of your career. And when I said between now all the way down, I never realized that actually your birthday is so close. Everything happens right around birthday. In your case, a lot of things happen right around March. I don't know if you pay attention in your life how many things happen in March. Do you agree with me?
Oh, yeah.
Because people don't understand, but things happen during the birthday time. So in your case, March is relevant. So from now on, all the way to September, for the next 6 months ahead of you, all of a sudden you like wake up and say, yeah, I think I can do this, you know? And then there is an event that you will participate, and there is a specific person coming into your life, which is, I think it's a female figure, that will convince you to embark on a new project. And from there on, your career takes on a new level. It's time to take things on your more creative energy so that your work in itself is improving substantially. You will tell me, I just want you to confirm this to me later on, you know, during the show, whenever you will feel this unfolding in front of your eyes. The name Lisa Lucy, something like this comes in my mind. I don't know if you know anybody with this name. And if you know, if you will meet somebody with this name, because this name comes very strong, of a specific person or somebody who might be instrumental in inviting you to join a project which opens doors to the possibility of your business growing, you know, very, very significant for you. I don't know if you're planning to buy a new house or a property. Are you planning anything like this?
Well, I'm planning. I'm just waiting for the money to come to me.
Well, money will come, and as I said again, from now on to the fall, and that this project might take probably a little bit longer, but from now on to the fall, you'll understand the message. Because you said to give you something significant. What I'm giving you is very significant. Okay. Now, where do I see a son? Who has a son? Do you have a son?
I have three.
Okay. One of your sons come very strong in my mind from the moment you start talking to me. Either he goes through some changes or to a major decision. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. One of them, not the three of them, just one of them. So you will participate in helping your son going through that time of transitioning in his life into his own changes, you know what I mean?
Okay.
He's changing his own life, and you need to be there for him. So that's another thing that's happening in the next six to 10 months. So you have a lot of work to do, but I'm very proud of you, and also see a lot of improvement that has to do with the way you present yourself, the way you pay attention to your look. There are things that you improve fantastically well, you know. So yeah, it's an era of growing and achievement for you, without a doubt.
Thank you. I like
and
that.
All I want from you is to give me the opportunity to send me this address of yours so I can be instrumental in sending you a book and continue to be instrumental in guiding you through all of this transformation that you're going through.
I'll definitely will. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, my love.
What an amazing message that was.
It is amazing because it's powerful and it's profound.
Yeah.
It's profound,
okay.
And it has so much inside it. You know, there's so much in it. Okay, my love. I'm looking forward to receive your email with your address. All my love towards you, my dear, and my gratitude for being my friend on this show. I'm going to go to Cornelia. Hi, Cornelia, my dear.
Hello, Carmen. I'm so happy to hear you.
Hi, my beautiful Cornelia. How are you, my love?
I'm okay, thank you. I was running from my work because I work till 7 o'clock and I wanted to get home to be able to talk to you, and I'm happy that I can.
Well, tonight is my celebration, so you get a gift. So you have to decide what kind of gift you want.
No, thank you. I don't need that because I already get a gift from you. I already get a gift from you last year, and I have your books.
Oh.
I'm already reading. I just wanted to talk and find out 2-3 ideas or
okay, tell
or
me.
Something
sure.
If you for me.
Sure. Work is doing well. Where is the celebration, talking about celebration? Is there an event that you are celebrating something yourself? Is it the end of this month or in April?
Right now, I don't know about nothing. What I know, my son bought a house, and in April, it moves out.
That's a celebration. Moving in a new house is definitely an event to celebrate. And
yes.
It's a beautiful house. Actually, it's a beautiful house. Things are very stable. Things are good in your life. Things are in control. Your health is very good. Yeah, it's definitely a time in your life when you feel excited about things. And as your work is expanding, your family is doing well. Nothing to be worried. And I think that's the most powerful message that can be. Do you agree with me?
I do agree. I'm just very curious, Carmen, because I would like, I'm not saying that I'm not happy with my job, but I'm thinking about a certain place where I worked before. And I don't know.
So you want to move?
I don't know if they're going to call me back. If they're going to call me back.
Yes, you
there
get
or
an
not.
Offer of moving in the next 2 months. So you will get
months.
A call. Yeah, you will get a call to move. That's 100% happening. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Can you see eventually, I'm not forced, if you can, okay, if no, the name of that somebody who's going to call?
It's somebody with an M name. Somebody with an M name, an M initial.
Okay.
And
okay.
It's somebody
and
who...
Carmen.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm listening.
One more thing, if may I ask you.
Yes.
I don't even know how to come out with this subject. I'm very tempted about everything, what is afterlife, what is about higher consciousness, tarot reading,
all of
those things I'm very, very attracted to.
I understand.
I already ordered 2 or 3 decks of tarot cards. And I'm very curious if you see me doing this or no.
Yes, you can. You can do it at least for yourself, you know what I mean? And if you practice this, you can even do it for other people. But somebody who's I want to tell you, somebody who's a real visionary doesn't need the tarot. What you actually need, tarot comes from the Torah, and tarot comes from the numerology. Kabbalah was the first teaching that Pythagoras was inspired by and created the concept of numbers. And in the 13th century was created the concept of the tarot, and the tarot are just numbers. So numbers are the definition of the tarot. So if you understand the concept of numerology, you can skip the tarot because you don't actually need it anymore. And if you have a great vision, using just the numbers, you can create a better understanding of where the person is in their life and what the person is doing and what's the timing of the person, when things can be achieved and when they cannot be achieved, you know. And this is the way to create divination, you know. So I don't really think the tarot will be the way. I think if I were you, I'll take books on the concept of numerology and learn that before any decks of anything, you know. So that's my advice to you. So if you want to learn something solid that will give you much more insight into how to help yourself and the people around you about where their life is going, learn about the Pythagorean concept of time. So learn numerology, because that's the language of the universe. And actually, the decks are based on that. And some of them are not that well created. But that's my advice to you if you really want to learn something in this field. So think a little bit what I have to say, and I'm willing to give you more advice into it and explain it even way deeper, you know? So
Thank you so much. You're such a sweetheart.
Okay, Carmen, I'm going to go to a break. If you want to hold on the line, just a second. I have to take a short break. Okay, my dear.
Of course.
And Adriana.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yes, and I'm back. I'm back on Home Time Radio with my wonderful producer, Christopher, who I appreciate so much. And I'm grateful to Christopher for being my producer for an entire year and being there for me and helping me so much. And I can thank you, Christopher, for being the best producer ever. And for all of you listening to my show, I'm here with all my gratitude and all my love and sending you all the energy. And I hope to be able to celebrate next year, the second year. And now I'm going to go back to Cornelia. So, Cornelia, you were asking me something else, so I couldn't finish. The question?
Can I?
Yes.
Can I have a little more questions? Just about my son, I would like to, if you see something or whatever.
No, your son is doing very well, and he bought the house. He's excited. I see improvement in his work. I see him getting stronger about his direction, about his life. Is your son planning to, is he married?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
So is he planning that? Because I see your son planning something more serious in his private life in the near future. Okay. So you might be surprised about that. But I think you should, talking about celebration, I think you should celebrate the time with your son, because he's going to the best time of his life right now. So that's pretty cool. So Cornelia, I love you.
Yes, from last year. I just want to tell you one single thing. Now I want to tell you. I'm not asking. I'm telling you something. Whatever you told me when we met in Toronto, pretty much everything mm-hmm. become reality. Pretty much, I'm saying pretty much because I'm not here there to have everything yet. But my uncle with my everything what you were telling me. You remember that I told you that my uncle is kind of going down, and I don't know if I'm gonna get even my money or something. And I did get my money, and he's getting now very well, and like just everything worked out. Everything what you told me so far.
I'm so glad. I just want to be the voice of, the powerful voice that make things happen for people. Okay, I love you, Cornelia.
You
thank you so much
too,
for being on
you,
my
Carmen.
Show. I love you.
Thank
I'm
you
gonna
so
go
much.
To
I
Adriana.
Wish you all the best.
I love you too, my dear. You too, my angel. I'm gonna go to Adriana in Pennsylvania. Hi, my dear. How are you, my love?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
You are my favorite person. How are
I'm
you, my
calling,
love?
Good. I'm just
because,
calling to say congratulations.
Oh, my God. You're so sweet.
And many more shows to come.
Oh, my God. You're amazing. And I want to tell you, because you are so dear to me, just send me your address. And as I mentioned in the text, you know, I have everything prepared for you just to be sent. Just I need your address because I don't have it, you know. For some reason,
no
I don't
problem.
Have it. I don't know if I had it. I don't know where is it. But anyhow, I tell you, everything is happening your way. You deserve it. You're an amazing lady. You're beautiful. You have a heart of gold. You're brilliant in everything that you do, you know. So you deserve the best. And I'm so grateful that I met you in this lifetime. And I'm grateful that you called
Same
me
here.
On the show.
And, thank you. So that's the only reason I called, to say congrats and many more shows to come.
Okay, my love. Thank you. Much gratitude to you. Much gratitude. All I need is your address.
Well, do. Bye.
Okay.
Have a nice night.
Love you. You too, my love.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to go to Hakim in Florida. Hi, my Hakim. How are you, my love?
How are you, Carmen?
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. How are you, my dear?
I'm great. It's so good hearing from you as well.
Oh, my God. This is my anniversary show. So I'm celebrating. I'm celebrating with my wonderful producer, Christopher, 1 year on Home Time Radio. So I know you're listening. I know that because you keep on sending me texts that I'm listening to the show. I'm listening. But you never called. You're my favorite person. You never called.
No, I
anything
to call
I can help you be. Well, listen, this is the show of free gifts, so you have to choose a free gift because you know well, you and your beautiful family, you guys have to choose something, so you tell me what you choose. So it's your choice.
A book. I wanted a book.
Book
the
perfect.
11 principles. The 11 principles.
Okay, perfect. You know what I need? You can stop by and give it to you, and I'll also give you a free session. I'll give you the book. And I'll give you some free jewelry for your wife because I love her so much.
I appreciate it.
So
yes,
stop by
you.
Next week whenever you want. Just stop by.
Okay.
Just send me a text and say, Carmen, I'm coming. And come and I give you the book and all the rest of the goodies for you guys. And it's going to be such a pleasure to see you guys because you know how much I care about you.
Yes,
so,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well,
thank you so much and congratulations. I can't believe it's been a year.
Oh, my. It's just a year. I can't believe it either. You know what I mean? When I realized, I said, oh, my God, it's 1 year. And then my birthday is March 25th. I said, that's everything to me is happening in March right around my birthday because that's what happens for everybody. Around birthday time, everything is happening. So now it's time to give to all the people who are my friends, to everybody who's listening, so you know, all my love and gratitude back to all of you. But Hakim, please, just send me a text and tell me when you can stop by.
Sure
preferably
will.
Tuesday or Thursday will be better for me, or in the weekends,
okay.
Or if you want to stop in the weekend, even this weekend, if you want to stop this Saturday or Friday, just let me know, okay?
I sure will.
And please send my love to your beautiful wife, okay?
I will do.
Okay, love. Thank you. Thank you. You too, my love. So for everybody listening, oh my God, this has been amazing to be able to talk to all of you. I was planning to mention, I don't know if I have any minutes left. I'm going to ask Christopher, there's some minutes left to talk to you a little bit about the 21 wisdoms I learned from my grandmother. Because my grandmother was such inspiration to me. She lived 103 years. And my grandmother was not educated and she was not a sophisticated woman. She lived in a small town in the northern part of Romania, in Transylvania. But she had endless supply of wisdom in her heart. She spoke only when necessary, but her words always resonated great truth. She always had a story to tell. And I really believe that we all have a grandma story. And I really believe that wisdom is a universal language. So I personally, I've committed to my grandma invaluable wisdom to memory. And I remember her wisdom whenever I've been facing with difficulty, whenever I had to make a decision, I remember her incredible words and that incredible power that came from her words. And there were some things that I always have in my mind. Like, for instance, I'm going to try to summarize them. She used to say that silence is golden because sometimes it's not necessary to respond with words. Silence is the speech of the soul. And in many situations, you're better off practicing silence than responding with negative words. She always said, respect yourself, then others will respect you. You will be treated in the same way you treat yourself. So be mindful of the manner in which you carry yourself and present yourself. Now, this is the thing that you probably heard in many ways from so many people, but I also heard it from her. She also the teaching me not to be attached to the material world, and I will never forget that when the communists took everything she had, she invited them to take everything. She said, please go ahead, take. I'm not attached to anything. And I was so impressed by the way she behaved, by allowing them to take absolutely everything, and she continued to put a smile on her face. And guess what? She lived another 50-something years after that. And the time came when the communists were forced to give her all the land back. Everything they took away from her, they give her back when she celebrated 99 years old, believe it or not. So they took away from her things when she was in her 50s and returned them almost 50 years later. So, but that was because, you know what I mean? She was never attached. She said to me, if you climb too high, you can suffer a great fall. And how true is that? You have to practice humility and harmony and moderation in life. You have to control your emotion to balance your behavior from grounding, you know, your finance to solidified everything in life, because moderation is the key to sustainability. Another thing that I learned from her, and indirectly, she was teaching my father that life is algebra. I was taught over and over again that life comes with plus and minuses. It's a constant flux of highs and lows. So the most important lesson to learn from this truth is that out of difficulties come miracles. So if you go into difficulties, trust me, miracles will grow. Another thing is tolerate others. People will always be, well, they will always be people. They will always make mistakes, but you have to tolerate them and allow them to be who they are. And in life, you will reap the seeds that you sow. So take responsibility for your deeds, good or bad, for your thoughts, for your intention, for your action. You plant today, the consequences will be in your future. Forgive your enemies. One of the greatest signs of strength and resilience is forgiveness. Never give up. There's one bit of wisdom of my grandmother. She never gave up. Never gave up of anything. You know, opposition is often a sign to reevaluate your approach, but it's never an indication to quit. You must evolve in life. You have to evolve because the number one law of life is evolution. You have to honor your family, good or bad, normal or dysfunctional. You are born into a family for a reason. Think before you act. If you thought before you acted, you would make much less mistakes. So you have to think very well. You have to inspire and serve people. Live as an inspiration for others. Build your foundation in life. A house cannot stand unless its foundation is well grounded. Believe in the unexpected. And never envy anybody's success, because being envious of someone else means that you are comparing yourself with them. In reality, you are as unique as anyone else, and there's no reason of jealousy or envy. Be a person of your word. At the end of the day, your word is all you have. Be honorable and reliable. Be generous. Give with an unselfish heart. But take with a cautious hand. Pride yourself in being your own provider in life. Don't take shortcuts. Done right is work done right. So remember, there is no way out and no way around. Nothing beats doing things the correct way. Stand up for yourself in life, because that's the only way to live. Everything in life comes full circle. And talking about that, I'll be back with you next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Home Time Radio. I'm Carmen Jara with Christopher, celebrating 1 year anniversary. And I love you guys. And thank you. I express gratitude for your amazing friendship, amazing presence on my show. God bless you. Thank you.